right.
Oh, that's what the,
I was like, we have intro music.
I thought what it was you know, like when you get like the feedback from a mic.
And oh,
like,
gotcha.
Like, because I thought it was coming through the headphones. So today, we have three guys and actual burgers and fries.
Right. We do.
Yeah.
I even have a chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But you do have a burger. Let's make this be nice.
But definite fries, definite burgers.
So I have a topic, which it's just something I thought of like last week. I thought to myself,
it better be a good topic.
Now, because I
now you're feeling pressure because you're like, maybe I should switch my topic.
But like, so I have a fascination with like cults.
Cults?
Cults, like learning about cults, like
C-U-L-T-S. Not like a horse.
Or what, how you spell cults is C-U-L-T-S.
C-U-L-T-S. Yeah,
the U cults.
Yes.
And like serial killers and stuff. I like listening to podcasts about this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It fascinates me.
Not because you're planning on anything.
Yeah. No, yeah. I need to learn like what it takes to lead a cult.
Because that become.
Is a way to make money.
Mein Kampf.
Like L. Ron Hubbard, who started Scientology, he has multiple reportings. Witnesses I heard him say before he ever started that cult or that religion.
Yes, let's be politically correct here.
The best way to get rich is to start a religion.
Like he knew this
before. Like obviously he knew this and he had that in mind. But the thing I thought of is, so Jesus of Nazareth lived, 2,000 plus years ago.
Uh-huh.
Now, if he were actually not what he said he was, what would that look like? Would it look the same as it does now? Like, what if he was, I'm not saying I believe this, and this is why I'm saying it's on the edge of, like, I don't want to be blasphemous and I don't want to insult anybody, but let's say, what if he actually had, like, a mental illness and he believed it, and he got enough people to believe it, to follow him.
Why does it have to be classified as a mental illness?
Well, he could
totally have believed it.
Well, maybe he believed it.
You're thinking of, like, the cult leaders that we have today.
I'm not even going as far to say he was. What if he was like a manipulator and evil person? I'm just saying he believed it, but like let's say it wasn't actually true.
Yeah.
Because let's just, for the record, we're all Christian right here, right?
Yeah.
In this group. If he wasn't actually,
we're definitely at different levels of true Christianity.
Sure. But you know what I'm saying? I guess my question is like, what if he? Because I watched The Passion of the Christ with my neighbor on Friday night. I've never seen it before. It's pretty intense, right? Like,
yeah, that's what
it's one of those things where it's like they're like being true to like what it would have really looked like to have for what it went through. I had varying feelings about it, but it just crossed my mind. Like, what if
it wasn't true?
He was just a mortal guy, and this is what happened to him. And because it happened to him, and it became like infamous, and like over time, people believed it. Enough people believed it and passed it along. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if he was just a cult leader? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
would it look different than it does now if that were the truth? You know, would it have made it this far? Could it have made it this far?
What's the saying? There's a quote from somebody, and I can't remember. I don't know whether it's C.S. Lewis or somebody that said that Christ was either the Son of God or he was insane.
Yeah.
Because of the stuff that he said.
You can't
just classify him as a great teacher.
Yeah, or he could have been a liar, right?
Sure.
Those are kind of three options.
Well, and then there's what he's reported to us.
That's a very good point, too.
Well, who knows what he actually could have been different than what he already said.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I was thinking about. And like I said, I believe that.
So the question is, would it have looked different?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what you're asking.
And like, could it have gotten this far? If it was just some either.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it could have. You know, I think it's possible that enough people can follow a lot of crazy things, right? Mm-hmm. If enough people believe in it, gets passed along.
And some things aren't necessarily crazy.
Well, yeah, because there's nothing that he said is reported to have said that's crazy.
That's true. I mean, you could say, like, saying that you're, like, literally the Son of God is crazy. Because obviously with people that believe that, like some of these people go on to be cult leaders, they think they are God.
Mm-hmm.
God on earth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And people in insane asylums who think they are the Savior, you know what I mean? They are Jesus. People can believe this stuff, you know? And it's not, yes, it's not normal to believe that about yourself, that you're that significant.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
I totally believe it about myself.
But if you believe you're that significant, it's either true, and it's like, hey, you know what? This is a humbling thing, but it's the truth, and I have to do something about it because it's the truth. I can't just keep it to myself. Mm-hmm. I have a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like, I want to be powerful and I want to manipulate people, or I'm crazy and I think it's true. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure there's cult leaders that actually believe it instead of, and others that are just playing a game, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The thing is, for, you know, we say that the one thing where he stepped beyond just a great teacher is saying that he was the son of God, right?
Yeah.
It is a possibility that he was saying, I am a son of God.
Yeah, it could have been kind of...
And it got misconstrued or things like that, you know?
The phone, what is the phone game where things get kind of changed? Yeah. It doesn't take much to change that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But then the whole resurrection thing, you know, throws a wrench in that.
Well, yeah. Yeah, if you believe...
But that is all...
Yeah, if you believe that's true,
yes,
that really happened, it goes beyond him just being some guy that said some stuff. It's like, dude, if this happened, then how would that have happened if he wasn't what he said he was, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. So I actually shared the movie with him. There's a movie called, what is it called? The Man from Earth?
Yeah.
The Man from Earth. It's a very interesting, it's a total independent film. It's mostly filmed in just this one little house. And it's about this guy who finds out that he is immortal. Finds out he's immortal. He can't die. Huh. He gets killed and he'll just wake up a little bit later when his
body rejuvenates or whatever.
His wounds heal. Huh. Right? So
it's like a Wolverine kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of, sure. So anyway, so he's lived since I don't think it was since the Stone Age, I can't remember, but he's lived a very, very long time, you know. And he spends time in Asia, amongst Buddha. He was taught by Buddha. And then he comes to Israel and Jerusalem, and he wanted to teach Buddhist teachings to these people. And things happened, and he was killed. But then he was just, after his wounds healed, he was back to it, you know?
Wow.
He was back alive.
When was this movie made? Like, how old is it?
2006, maybe?
Oh, something like that. Something about like 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
What's
it called again?
But the movie isn't, it's called The Man from Earth, but the movie isn't, it doesn't show any of that stuff. He just talks about it.
It doesn't show it?
He's talking,
He's talking to friends, yes.
And they're like, oh, so you mean you're
they're
Jesus?
They're like, wait, are you saying that you're Jesus? And he's like, I'm saying that I have lived, you know, and did these things. And anyway, it was very interesting. But you think about that type of stuff and knowing how legends start, you know, that type of stuff, totally possible. I mean, the fact that he's immortal, of course, that's not possible. But a story can become something significantly different than what it really was, right?
Right.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, you know, Rasputin from Russia?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's all these stories of him, like, that people really believe that, like, there was a comet that was coming over the Earth when he was born, or some of these things happened, made him so evil, and he was so evil that he had a horn just under the surface of his forehead, and but he had messy hair. That's why he had messy hair, because he was a totally like disheveled guy, and that's why he did that to cover it. You know, and people believe this stuff, you know, and that gets passed along. I mean, I don't even get passed along to the point that people, maybe some people still believe that, but if something resonates enough, right? It definitely can live on, you know, beyond any modern science, you know, things that people maybe could claim that could disprove it, you know?
Right.
Like, because people could try to disprove things about my faith, but it's like, good luck, you know what I mean? Using science, you're going to think of some other way, you know? to like rationalize how that's possible.
Right, yeah.
You'd be like, you know, you may be like, hey, I don't know how it was possible, but I believe that he rose again after 3 days. It's like, yeah, but how is that? That's not possible. It's like, well, I don't know how it happened, but I know it. I feel it did. You know what I mean? I don't know. So right. if it's powerful enough, you're going to like suspend disbelief, I guess. Yep. You know what I mean?
And we even see that in modern times. Political tribalism. You suspend your criticism of your own tribe.
Right.
Right? If you support this president, you're like, hey, he's a Republican or a Democrat or whatever. He can do no wrong. Right? Even though the facts are right there. You know?
And on the other side, they can do no right.
Exactly.
Well, what was it you were saying the other day, Mark, about like, so Trump is meeting with Kim Jong-un.
Uh-huh.
And then when like Obama did some similar thing.
Oh, yeah.
The other side, you know, the opposite sides of the aisle have the exact opposite thing to say about what's happening.
Yep.
And you also don't have memory of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we construct our memory on the fly. So Fox is praising Trump for doing what nobody else would do, meeting with these dictators. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, wait a minute. During the Obama administration, when he was doing that, you were saying, you know, he's going to turn us into a dictatorship and all this stuff, you know, mm-hmm. being all uptight about it, yeah?
Mm.
And if you ask any of those reporters, they probably say, I didn't say that. And you go, here it is. You know, yeah. Here's this video. Oh.
Well, I was confused. An excuse, yeah. So, yeah,
that was different.
We see that suspension of facts, right? To go along with whatever you believe, whatever you feel.
Well, it's that cognitive dissonance thing. Yeah. So you have a belief, you get some evidence, and you either discount the evidence or discount the belief.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a really strong belief, like religious beliefs, you tend to say, oh, well, the evidence doesn't, you know, that's just wrong, you know.
Yeah.
Which, because of science and the continuing changing of science as we gain more knowledge, it makes it totally acceptable in our minds. They're like, oh.
We must not understand it.
We don't understand it. There's
certain pieces that we haven't mm-hmm. grasped yet or haven't been discovered.
Mm-hmm.
But
and that's what we say about immortality, you know. Christ was resurrected. Well, we just don't understand how he did it, right?
But there are examples of these cult leaders that claim to be deity or, you know,
mm-hmm.
or as close as possible, or representations of God on earth or whatever, you know. And they'll have people
serve. Prophets.
Yeah, poor prophets, right? But I mean, but I'm talking about specifically when it goes beyond that to like, I am God, you know,
yeah.
And I am you. We were, you know, I feel what you feel. And like, you know, mm-hmm. they purport this thing that's, you know, beyond human, right? And like, people will gather around them and they'll speak and they'll like impart wisdom. And I've listened to these recordings of some of these guys and they're just kind of babbling on about just trying to be like, what's the word, like philosophical, but it's, uh-huh. like, it's just like talking in circles kind of, you know. But it's like these people are like listening intently, and like people have these experiences like when they looked in your eyes, like you felt something, and they had this something about their presence, you know. Like, how is different is that the way people felt when they're in Christ's presence?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like, they felt something, right? Real and powerful. And then, again, I was watching because it was Easter last Sunday, I was watching some videos. Of depictions of Christ speaking to his, you know, the Last Supper. And it was basically like this kind of long video, basically almost going in like, rather than being edited down to like these highlights, it was like pretty much from the Bible what was said, you know? And there it's almost like a reading, but being like dramatized, mm-hmm. somebody, you know? And I thought, wow, this is like not that different. These people are just listening intently to every word he says. And there's some similarities there. And I thought, whoa, that's crazy. But I was like, yeah, but that's probably because some cult leader is going to mimic things that are real to be mm-hmm. able to get those same effects, you know, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, it all depends on your perspective.
Yeah, it's like people, like bad people can look at good leaders and say, ooh, those are things that work. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use those. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
That's if they are that type of person where they are, they knowingly manipulate.
Yes, exactly. Like
they study it out, figure out how they can do this, and they knowingly do it.
Maybe some people are more intuitive and more just like subconsciously like, some people don't mean to. There are people that are just natural leaders, right? They mm-hmm. just have certain characteristics and mm-hmm. personality traits that just people are drawn to, and they have confidence, and people listen, and you know, and they may not, and they're using these things, these rules are being used. They may they're not even aware of it, you know, necessarily.
Right.
So.
The rule. Oh, you mean like strategies?
Yeah, like mm-hmm. social. Strategies, I guess. Maybe mm-hmm. not rules, is mm-hmm. the word, but you know, I mean, these strategies that work to lead and persuade people, mm-hmm. and it's not necessarily intentional. That's just who they are, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And so, history has, I mean, there's all kinds of examples. If you want to become some type of a leader like that, there's all kinds of examples that you can study and mimic.
Right.
Good and bad leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So. But you brought up the, you know, this, you know, having a story of basically from the scriptures. But all those stories in the scriptures are, you know, they weren't recorded on YouTube and then dictated. It was, you know,
yeah.
people in the room, and then, you know, sometime later they go, hey, that was probably actually significant. Let's write it down. And I don't remember everything, but I know he said other stuff kind of like this at other times, so I'm pretty sure he said this. And, you know, and maybe they even, you know, made up their own stories about what he said.
Yeah.
Right? Because, well, because like, when you watch a when you watch these based on a true story movies, and, you know, you have this guy who gives, like, this perfect speech. You know, yeah. like, in reality, he probably didn't do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have a scriptwriter, and he can write a really good speech for this guy to say.
He had a week to write it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's even if you recount, like, you see people, like, telling, like, let's say someone's giving a speech and they're speaking, they're doing a TED Talk,
yeah.
for instance, and they recount this conversation, you know, this, and they go back and forth, this conversation, then he said this, and it's not like they're not acting like they're paraphrasing it, it's almost like, this is what was said. Right. It's like, there's no way that, like, you literally remember every word exactly how it was said.
Right.
You know? Unless you had it recorded, right, or something,
right.
which you likely didn't.
Right.
But I mean, that doesn't, but basically what's happening is you're getting the gist of, like, this is what was essentially said, right? As long as it's like, I mean, there could be inaccuracies, that's true, but.
But so you have a guy who's, you know, if you go along from your original thing, you have a guy who's impressive to a few people, and then they retell the story, and they say, you know, instead of saying, yeah, 100 of us gathered on the hill, and we listen to him talk, it was 5,000 of us, you know.
Because mm-hmm. It felt like 5,000. It felt amazing. Yeah. I got the story,
I mean,
has to.
Why wouldn't 5,000 people show up, you know? And
yeah.
Like, well, you know, we don't have any other record of that. You know? There's no record of anybody, you know, actually doing that except for this particular set of people who wrote down the story. And it looks like they all got it from the same story because of the way it's written.
Yeah.
I mean, between the different gospels, you have there are some variations in the facts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have the overarching, like, storyline the mm-hmm. same, right? But there are some variations,
some,
you know?
And also emphasis, because if you go through each of the gospels, you know, they actually have different emphases. You could build a whole church around each one of them, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which is
some people,
probably where they came from. Wasn't, you know, this is what Matthew wrote. It was, we are the followers of Matthew, and this is the kind of stuff he talked about.
So they're writing it on his behalf?
Yeah.
Potentially?
Potentially, yeah. That's what some people think, yeah. And so you go to, you know, the big committee to say, well, I'm going to find what Christianity is. And you say, well, you know, this is our gospel. Each one's still on theirs up there. And they go, well, we can just throw them all in the book, you know.
And keep in mind that, like, Christianity didn't become huge until, oh, I'm spacing off his name now. Who was the emperor, 380-ish?
Nicaean.
Yeah, it was the same type of, that started the Crusades.
Yeah.
Oh,
Anyway.
Constantine. Is it Constantine?
Constantine, yes. He leveraged Christianity.
To, like, be the reason for the war, you mean? Or?
Absolutely. He wanted to, I mean, who knows whether this history is real or not, you know? But it was he needed something to rile the troops, rile the populace, so that they would begin war, because he knew that, just like any good leader these days, war unites people. If you have something to fear, that unites them under a powerful individual, or a powerful party, or whatever.
Well, the question you could ask is, like, so then what did Christianity look like before that, right?
Exactly.
And what would it look like now if that didn't happen?
Exactly. It probably would have died out.
And you could say, well, maybe that was a, even though, you're talking about the Crusades, right? Going through just, like, killing people that aren't Christian, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Then someone could say, well, then that was a tool that God used, even though it's a travesty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's the kind of thing that kind of really could get in your head and be like, oh, that's crazy. Is that right? You know, like.
So, well, they look at, I mean, the Old Testament is full of stories like that, where you're like, well, God told us to go ahead and kill everybody except for keep the young virgin girls. And like,
Or what is it like?
What? I don't know. That doesn't sound like God to me.
Wasn't there a story where, like, they convert this whole, like, family, and so they have to get circumcised? And then while
it's not the family.
It's the men.
It's like all the men, and it's not just
so
the family.
So they can marry their,
like,
daughters or something, right? Wasn't this like...
No. So they could go in and kill everybody.
Well, I know, but they, like... I thought they were, like... They basically, like, imagine going and doing missionary work, and really what you're trying to do is put someone in a weak position so you can then kill them. That's exactly what happened. It's like, oh, I'll join your church. Oh, cool, join. Great. Now that you're healing from your circumcision, you can't fight. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's insane, right?
Yep. But some of those is, you know, like, God told us to do this. And, like, I don't know. This is sound nice.
Well, what if they, like, justify it and so it gets passed along as that's the truth?
Yeah, exactly.
There's, well, I think it is. I think it's justified.
I mean, it's hard and to it's reconcile misunderstanding some things in the Old Testament in particular. It's hard to reconcile.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot in there. So, yeah, it could be. Could it totally be a scam? Religion in general? Could it be a scam? Yes, it could be. Is it?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think it's a scam. I think it's. I mean, you get together and you go. Let's come up with some rules that help us be happier or whatever.
And it's people trying to understand the world around them.
And you do that, and you can make it better. But then at some point, you know, somebody comes along and says, "Well, I can take advantage of that," and they
that certainly happens in with anything, right?
Sure,
any good thing can be used for bad, and for sure. I mean,
except for knives, and guns.
Yeah, they can only be used for good, right?
Yeah. Protection.
Yeah, only for protection.
And technology. Technology can only be used for good.
Oh, of course. I mean, Black Mirror is, has nothing based on real threats, you know? No, that's interesting. That was, hopefully, like I said, I wasn't trying to be like... I mean, I thought it would be a thought-provoking question.
Sure.
But it wasn't like sacrilegious, right, to talk in this way? I don't think so.
No.
Cool. All right, until next time.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.